you.
All right. Well, I'm just going to kind of kick it off by introducing myself. I think, you know, I know that there were some who had signed up who kind of knew me or was in a class of mine before, and others who have no idea who I am. So my name is Brian Williams. I'm a full-time coach. I actually run a coaching division of about 110 coaches at this point. They're through wellness, but I've also done a lot of life coaching, executive coaching, and coached in lots of capacities for almost 2 decades. And I'm also a pastor. So I really use the pastoring to counsel more than to coach. Or I don't run a church, but I do a lot of ministry in church as well. And so, you know, a lot of my history of getting into coaching is an amazing thing how God got me here. And so I'll give you a little bit of history of how this class came up, but I do teach the foundations class. I've been teaching the Christian foundations class at ILCT for, I think, 7 or 8 years now, at least once or twice a year. And so it's been fantastic to see so many Christian coaches grow and get into the field and help others to succeed. And so God, what God put on my heart a little bit ago was this, it's called Change the World Christian Coaching. And so Kathy, who's on the line, has really helped me develop a lot of this. So a lot of kudos goes to her. As she's helped me put this together, because it's not just the coaching program. There's a book that goes with it. I think I'm going to have a small group study ideally ready by the beginning of the year, and lots of tools that go with it as well. So the funny story is, you know, I just turned 50 last year. So right before my 49th birthday, I felt like questioning myself to see, am I doing everything I could do to help other people? And am I fulfilling my purpose? And so I felt God put in my head, because of what I do for a career, you're helping a lot of people live longer, but how many people are you helping live forever? And it just stuck with me. Like, not that I need to specifically leave my other coaching career, but I need to do more to really help Christians and others find Christ and then to live that way. And so as that stuck with me, I started thinking of a book, and the original book was called How to Change the World. And the concept behind How to Change the World was that about 70 to 75% of the United States population calls themselves Christians, but very little actually fully live it. And if 75% of our population actually lived it every day of their life and fulfilled their purpose, it would not only change our country, it would change the world because of our influence and our affluence. And so it's really neat that in this country, it's not so much how many people we need to tell Jesus, although there still are some, but how many people say they're Christian but don't really know how to live it. They don't live it for whatever reason. And if they did, it would literally change their lives and change the people around them. So I drafted the whole book, and then we looked at it, and I thought this wasn't the right fit. I got some feedback. I drafted it a second time. Still wasn't quite right. And I've written a few other books that came together quite easily. And this one has been the hardest. And so I'm on the third round. And now I'm at chapter 7, or I've finished chapter 7 of 10 chapters, and planning to release this in January. And the book has changed the title from How to Change the World to Made to Change the World. Because literally, we are made to change the world. When Jesus came and he said, when I leave, you'll do greater works than these. But we're not. And so why is that? And so we have a great calling upon our lives as Christians to impact, to live fully for God, and then to impact the world because of it. And so this book idea came from that, which over many years I've written all kinds of tools to help Christians find their purpose and their mission, their vision, to keep the right focus, to believe in truth, to know how to manage their life in a balanced way, and to know which things might be out of balance, to put them in the way God would have them to live on, to manage their habits and time management, all these different things that I've done through coaching, through small group leadership, started coming together in all this to realize at church, a lot of times people get information, but they don't really know how to change, and they don't have the tools that literally change their lives. And so this is to help people realize the real truth about what God says about them, to believe that truth, and then to live by it. So I think it literally will impact the coaches that go through this program, plus all the people that they actually coach. As a lot of you probably know, a lot of Christians get into what's called, Chuck Swindoll calls a settled for life. They just settle for life. they're not really fully living their life calling and fully living by faith. And so a lot of that has spawned the reason for this. So the class actually covers a lot of these key things. And so I'm passionate about helping people find their purpose, but how can I do that, or how can we do that? So through the books, through the tools, through the trainings, and so the class itself will provide a certification to where whoever takes the class, if you want to take this class, you can actually go use it. All the tools, all the things you get through the class, go use it in ministry. You can actually help churches. You can help ministry leaders. Ideally later, what I'll do is have a place on the website. I do have a website. You can go to madetochangetheworld.com that once you take the class and you get all these tools, you can get your name on the website and people can find you and then be a Made to Change the World coach as well. And ideally the book and the other things will help people realize I want to work with somebody to help me change and become who God wants me to be. So that's the big picture of it. And I really am focused on the small group study as well, because if this can get into the churches where small groups actually learn this and they help each other and become accountable, that's where people change. As we all know that as coaches, it's not just, hey, I have a great idea or I have a vision. It's who's helping me come up with a plan, helping me be accountable to it, and helping me be successful according to what God's calling them to. And so I could also see where ideally ministry leaders, small group leaders, lots of other people want to work with a coach and help help them get to the place where they can help many others. So that's a lot of the background behind it. And it's been a long time in coming. The very first draft of the book was done about a year ago. And so it's been rewritten and it's on the final third write-up along with all these tools. And so there's a scripture that it's based upon. I'm going to share that scripture really quick, but a lot of this class. And so scripture is from 2 Peter, and it is 2 Peter 1:5-7. And it says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness mutual affection, and mutual affection love. For if you possess all these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from becoming ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so years ago, God hit me with something that a lot of Christians never actually mature because of two steps in this process. The first one is self-control. A lot of Christians really don't know, what should I control? How do I control it? How do I put these self-disciplines in place that God's asking me to, so I can really see him move in my life and hear him and follow him? And so self-control is a big one. The other one's perseverance. So even if you have things in your life, when the tough times come, it gets really easy for a lot of people, including Christians, to go back to what they default to, which could be addictions or depression or whatever different things. And ultimately, a lot of this program or this class is designed around helping people find, what is that balance? What are those things I put into place in my life? How do I focus on God and have faith and literally mature to become more like God, filled with love, and fulfill your purpose? So that's a big foundation behind it. It really starts with a lot of purpose, mission, and vision. The class itself is 20 lessons over 10 weeks, so it's two classes a week. So it talks about a lot of different components, including enrolling new clients or working with new clients, especially if they come through Change the World, or even if you just go out and you go to your church and you want to help people, including a welcome packet and things like that. And then it gets into group coaching. So some of you are familiar with group coaching. Some of you have a concept, but it's pretty new. In this class, we actually have six different lessons that are group coaching. So we talk about how you can work with groups, but then actually do it. So this is through Zoom. So it's through video. So it's a lot different than just the telephonic that you may be used to. You actually get to experience it, use it, get really comfortable and good at it, and in that way be able to take it and work with other people. And then it goes into the second half of individual coaching, which is still all through Zoom, so you can actually see each other in the class. But it goes through a lot of the things that people would want to work with you on individually in a Christian basis, including things like, my life feels out of whack or out of balance. So there's a Christian balance wheel I've designed where it shows God at the center with scriptures that support all the different areas. And if one of those areas is out of balance, there's a separate balance wheel for that one area to say, what is it that's out of balance in my family? And what is it that's out of balance in my career? And see scripturally what those things are, and then be able to work with people through that way in a coaching process. So as I mentioned, we use Zoom through this to be able to connect through video, through audio, and all those different things. And then there's a lot of tools included. So there's tools to help people literally figure out their purpose and mission and vision, help them know how to manage their time and work on their habits and all kinds of things that once you go through the program, you use those. They're yours to use. I'm of the opinion that let's get it out to everybody. As many people as you each come in contact with, the better, so it can help them change their lives. It's a very hands-on experience in class. We just started a pilot to try this out just in the last, this week, actually yesterday, and it's just energizing. It's really exciting to see, so we can make sure everything's right in line and work out the kinks, but it's through a lot of Christian support and prayer, so we open each class with prayer, have scripture that goes with it, and then it's small. So this isn't one of the bigger classes that intentionally gets very big. We keep it to 4 to 8 people so that it's an effective group coaching process. So just as a tip, if you do any group coaching, that's the right size for group coaching, 4 to 8 people. If you get more than that, they get afraid to talk or they don't get involved as well. If you get too little, then it's very independent. So 4 to 8 is the target for this class, which also is a very good representation for when you do group coaching yourself. The first class is going to start September 3rd, and that's going to be a Tuesday. So it's a Tuesday and Thursday class at 5 p.m. Eastern. And if the response is high, only if it's 8, I know there's already several signed up for it. We'll also look at an additional option to open maybe one more time slot. Kathy was in the pilot. Kathy, I'm just curious, do you have anything to add from what we've been working on and any of the experience so far?
It's great. We started yesterday, and it's a group of 8 of us, and so many of the participants in the class have been praying about how they can help people in their church, and they were so excited about the content being provided and looking forward to using this in their everyday lives, not only for themselves, but also to just help people that they come in contact with. So it's great, and I can't wait to keep going through it.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, and just as a quick side note, because I want to open it up for some question and answer as well. Happy to field any questions or anything that anybody has to give more detail. But I think what's interesting is in coaching, there's so many great concepts and foundational things in the way coaching works. And it's important, and to learn all those skills. And ideally, coming into this class, you've had coaching classes. You get the foundational part of it. This is the next step, really, in applying it and practicing it. But ultimately, too, in coaching, there's a lot of what's coming from inside of you. And this really is what's God showing you, what's coming from the Holy Spirit, how God make you to be, and using ways to help people really find what is their call? What are the things they want to change and adjust to fully live out their life? And so I think coaching is a fantastic field. I think as Christians, we can take it to that next step that regular coaching can't, which is God and the Holy Spirit being able to lead and guide, not only through the coach, but through the people that we do coach. So really powerful. I'm excited about this. It is 20 credit hours, 20 or 25. And so even if you took the foundations at 40 and another 20, this gets you very close to what you need, I think, for the BCC and pretty far up for ICF. You'd need a couple other electives, but it's a pretty good size credit hour class as well. All right, so let me give you a couple other quick things. The email or the website, again, is madetochangetheworld.com, so you can check out some really cool things. Definitely look at the video. There's a 2-minute video on the homepage. Every time I watch it still, it gives me chills. And it's a video of Jesus with Peter. And it's a really neat quick story that helped inspire this. If you have questions after our Q&A, you can email me at coachbrianwilliams@gmail.com, and I'm happy to fill you in, answer those questions, or whatever you have. So we have about 10 more minutes. I wanted to open up to see if anybody had any questions, comments, anything for me about this new class coming up.
Do we go to the website to the Made Change the World website to register, or do we register through the Institute?
Yeah, great question. It's through the Institute, so register through ILCT, yep, and then Amy and team can easily help you do that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, awesome. All right.
If
Hi,
we
Brian.
Are not able to...
Yes.
Hello?
If we are not able... Hello?
Go ahead.
No, I just had a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hi, Brian. This is Kim in Nashville. And I just have a question because I'm in transition in terms of church, so I'm not actively a member in my church anymore, so I'm in transition. And
sure.
So how does this help? And I'm also a coach and a career coach, and I do some executive coaching as well. And so I'm trying to determine if this is just for, and I'm a Christian, strong believer, and just wondering to know if this is more for your audience is primarily Christian, and I realize 70-75% say they are,
mm-hmm.
or is it for someone that is a coach that is also a Christian? Because sometimes that comes up in conversations and in meetings, that you do have clients that are Christians and you can relate, but then there are some clients that you have that are not. So I'm just trying to determine, is this truly just for Christians to minister, to coach other Christians?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so, for one, I think as you take the class, it'll change you and help you grow closer to Christ as you use these tools, quite honestly. Number two, you can absolutely use it with Christians and people who say, hey, I'd like to check this out or grow closer to God or know more about God. The way it's written, you could also use it for non-Christians if you say something to the effect of, you know, you might see some scriptures or different things in there, but these are still tools that we can use. Which in my experience has been kind of neat. I've literally had people say, well, tell me more about Christianity and tell me more about the Bible or God. Because some of the tools I've used, they were perfectly fine with because they were tools they could use, but it might reference a scripture or whatever else in it. And so I would say that's a good way to use it for Christians and then also non-Christians if they're okay with having, you know, scriptures or different things here and there through the process of using the tool.
Okay. And then the assessment that you use, is it the DISC or what assessments do you use?
No, there's an assessment that's on the website that we designed. It's basically, are you a world changer? And to see how you're doing so far.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you can go on there and try that out. I let coaches use kind of the assessments they're used to as far as personality types go. This is more of application. Not so much specifically personality, but learning to turn it. What's your purpose? Like, what's God showing you to do? Which you can use some of those other assessments as well. But there's a book I've written that's included with the class called Directions for Life, and it literally walks somebody through it with some worksheets on there. And so that's kind of the foundation for that one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, great questions. I think somebody else was asking something.
This is Melanie from Louisiana.
Hey, Melanie.
The question I had, hi, Brian, is this class is scheduled to be offered this year. Has ILCT thought when it will be offered again? Because I'm not going to be able to take it this fall.
Yeah, great question. No, we haven't set a date yet for the next offering. If Amy really likes me, then she might do it early in the year.
I can chime in here. For all of our classes, we kind of go based on demand. So if there's something that you're interested in, you can let us know, and we can put you on a notification list to receive email when the class has been posted. So if you can't do it this time and you want to know when we offer it next, you can be the first to know you can shoot me an email and let me know.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
Awesome. I guess she does like me. That's good.
I do.
Great questions. What else? Any other questions for me or comments?
Hello, Brian.
Yes.
This is Judy from Rhode Island. I work primarily with older seniors, and I'm wondering what you think about your materials for older seniors, for using them with older seniors.
Yeah, honestly, I think it fits for anyone. So as an example, one of the pieces is, and I guess it depends, you know, if they're Christian or if they're up for talking about that or considering it. But one of them is talk truth to yourself. And, you know, it's based a lot on scripture to realize, am I really telling myself the right things in my mind to limit myself, or am I really living the way that's right and true, that gives me faith to move forward? I think a lot of seniors can kind of lose their purpose. And
yes,
I really think this helps reignite it, quite honestly.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. These are great. We have a few more minutes. What else? Any other questions, thoughts? And you can see more of a description online, too, at ILCT. And then Amy will also send out the recording so you can listen to it again. But, yeah, there's some really great tools in there. And like I said, if you have questions later that you think of, you can always email me, coachbrianwilliams@gmail.com.
Brian, this is Kathy.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Remind them, too, about the Facebook page where they can see some of your content. And
oh, right.
See if you want to go there.
Yes, that's a really good point. Yeah, no, I love it. We just started a Facebook page, I don't know, a few weeks ago. We have like 130 or 140 some on there already, which is great. But it's Made to Change the World Facebook page. And literally I've posted a couple chapters on there for people to start seeing the book. I'll get the book cover out soon. We did the assessment. So you see some really cool things every week. Kathy helps me post, and we post some really cool things, including challenges and the Monday motivation. So check that out, too. If you're at all on Facebook, I think you'll love it. And share it with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is great. I'm hoping to see some, if not all of you, in class. I think it'll be it's really great. It's a great learning experience, not only for the content and the tools, but the group environment through the virtual Zoom webinar to learn that and to be able to not only conduct individual coaching, but group coaching sessions. And ideally, once you're a certified coach, you know, if the book gets popular and people come to the website, also another way to get some clients. So that's the ultimate goal. We'll see what God's ultimate plan is, mm-hmm. but that's what we're working towards here. It's been great to have everyone. We're almost right at the end. Any final questions for me? Any other thoughts?
This is Amy, just a final follow-up here. I'm going to be sending an email link, an email message to all of you after this call is over. It will have the recording and all of the resources that Brian mentioned so that everything will be all in one place, including his email. So just look for that within the next 24 hours or so.
Awesome.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. All right. Thank you everyone for joining. I know you guys are all busy to take time out to join this webinar and to learn more about Christian coaching and these new tools coming out. And literally, you guys are each changing the world. Right, just by being Christians and being out there doing what he calls you to, you're impacting the world. Keep doing it. And if this is a good time and good class for you, love to have you in it. So thank you, everyone. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.